If a person borrows a kli, so let's say borrows a coat from his friend on Erev Yontif, so this coat would go after the tchum of the one that is borrowing the coat. When we talk about borrowing the coat, the kinyan of the borrower, as far as this is concerned, is actually when he asks the guy. So when he asks him, so since he asked him Erev Yontif, that's when we decided that the tchum belongs to the guy that borrows. So if the guy that borrows, let's say, makes a tchum close to 2,000 amas away from the city to the east, so he can walk from where he's standing now 4,000 amas, because his ikar shvisa is by where the tchumen is. And this coat then would follow wherever the borrower would go. And the Rav explains that even if the coat was given to him on Yontif, that's still fine, since the asking, the she'ela, was done before Yontif. It goes by the asking. That's when it became his, legabe this, b'Yontif. But if he asked him on Yontif, karagli hamashal, since Yontif, ben hashmashos, came on Yontif, and it still was in the lender's hands, the rightful owner, and he only was then asked on Yontif, so once ben hashmashos already came, the shvisa was determined to be by the mashal, by the initial owner. And therefore, if you try to borrow this coat, you can only take the coat where the owner can go. If a woman borrowed from her friend tavlin, spices for, let's say, a pot, umayim umelach, or she borrowed water or salt, lisasa, for her dough, harei elu kiragli shtehen. They are, like the Rambam says, they're shutfin. The bread can only go where both of them can go. This, the Mefarshim, is a case where she borrowed it on Yontif. She asked to borrow it on Yontif. And therefore, we look at each item here, each baking item, as separate. And therefore, the water and the salt still belong to the owner, the initial owner, as far as this, as far as the shvisa. And the flour belongs to the borrower. Now, the Gemara asks, why should this be the case? Why don't you just say that the water and the salt are butel to the flour? So the Gemara answers that this is a davar she'esh lo matirin, because tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So since it's only usher today, tomorrow it's mutter, by davar she'esh lo matirin, cham were machmer that it's never going to be batal. But the Mefarshim explain, that's only by a min b'mino. But when you have a min b'she'eno mino, like we had in a Mishnah in Chala, where by tevel it was not batal, even if it is a davar she'esh lo matirin, like tevel is, nevertheless, if it's min b'she'eno mino, it's two different types of species, we do say it's batal. So why over here, the Rishonim asks, Taisus asks, the Ran asks, why over here we just not saying that it's batel, and the woman that's borrowing it, the one that has the flour and is taking the water and the salt, it should go after where she is shoyves. So Taisus answers that since the water and the salt and the flour are all needed, because without them you won't have dough, it's as if we call it min bimino. And the Ran himself gives a different reason, that there is an exception that even when you have two different species, min b'she'en umino, even on that you can still say that it's not batel when there's a davar she'esh l'matirin. When would you say that it's not batel? Isn't it two different species and we always have a concept of rov and it should be batel to the rov? So the one exception is this exception. What's this exception? Because right now, there is, even today, on Yontif, a place where the water and the salt can go and the flour can go all together. It may not be as wide of a spectrum as how far it can go, but there's a certain area that it can go. And when there's a certain area that's even mutter right now for everything, you don't say it's batel, even min b'she'eno mino. However, Rabbi Yehuda Pater b'mayim. Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda paters with water, b'pnei she'en bahen mamish, because water is not really recognizable. It's not recognizable whether it's a pot, it's not recognizable whether it's dough, and there's a thick dough. And in that case, it would be batel and wouldn't stop from the person that borrowed it from going wherever their shvisa was.